Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to give you all the glory this morning. We thank you, God, for your love towards us. Thank you, God, for making this time a wonderful time in our life. We give you glory because you are a wonderful God. Lord, blessed be your name forever in the name of Jesus. Lord, this morning, as your word is coming forth, I pray that, Lord, it will touch our life. It will bring deliverance. It will bring healing. And Lord, you will do wonders through this word in our life this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to thank God because you are there this morning at the other side of the radio waiting for this program. And I want to thank God because of all that God has started to do for us early in the year. One thing I want you to know is that God, you know, is the Alpha and the Omega, is the beginning and the ending. You know, if he can see you to this time, he can see you through in life. If God can see you through to this time, he can see you to the end. I want you to believe God this year that, you know, it shall be well with you. Believe God that God is taking you somewhere this year and walk with God, you know, walk in the principles of holiness. Walk with God and let everything you do, you know, be, you know, of the Lord. And so it shall be well with you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Last week, we are talking about, you know, great expectation. Great expectation. You know, we are talking about, you know, some people, they have no expectation at all. Those ones, they have no miracle this year. Some, they have little expectation. They will have little breakthrough this year. But there are some that has great expectation. We are saying that those ones, you know, they are having great breakthrough this year. May you be a woman, a man of great expectation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, this morning, we are going to continue on our topic, great expectation, and we are having a subtopic that says, you know, evil expectation shall fail. Evil expectation shall what? Shall fail. Let me say it again, that every evil expectation over your life, over your family, over your work, over your spiritual life, in every area of your life, it will fail in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go to the word of God this morning in the book of Psalm 33 verse 10. Psalm 33 verse number 10.
The Lord bringeth the counsel of the hidden to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect.
The Bible says it is the Lord that will bring the counsel of the hidden to naught. So everything the devil is doing, or the satanic people, they are planning over your life, every evil thing, evil thought, Bible says it will not come to pass. Amen. The Bible says it will not stand. It says the Lord bringeth the counsel of the hidden to naught. You know, all their counsel, you know, their strategy, all their move over your life will not stand in the name of Jesus. I say, he maketh the devices of the people of none effect. You know, let them come together against you. It will not work this year. You know, let them come, you know, and speak against your life. You know, God says he's going to stand against it. Not that one alone. Let's also go to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 10. Now let us read verse 28. Proverbs 10:28.
The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish.
No, the expectation of the devil over your life, the expectation of the devil over your finances, over your health. Bible said this year, it shall what? It shall perish. Hallelujah. So that, you know, every evil expectation according to our topic today shall perish. God said that, you know, the hope of the righteous shall be gladness. So it meaning that, you know, everything this year, you know, what you will be expecting this year, you know, the spirit of gladness is coming upon your life. The spirit of joy, you know, the spirit of breakthrough, the spirit of achievement will be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Can I say this to you this morning? And can I said very well that not everyone has good expectation for you. Oh, not everyone. Not everyone. Not every. In fact, you know the story of Joseph, that even his brethren, you know, born by the same father, they did not want him to have, you know, breakthrough in life. So not everyone has good expectation over your life. And that's so funny because, you know, there are three types of purpose of people over your life. Not one, they expect your own expectation. You know, when you have your own expectation, wonderful. Then there is the expectation of the devil over your life. That's number two. Then number three, there is the expectation of God over your life. That is why your own expectation must go with that of God. You know, when your expectation, you know, cross across to God, then there will be manifestation. Because I have told you last week that when there is no expectation, there will never be manifestation. Now let's go to the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 17. Now let's look from verses 9 and 10. Jeremiah 17 verses 9 and 10.
The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings.
Now, can you suppose the heart is deceitful above all things? You know, it's a pity you can't see your neighbor's heart. You can't see what somebody is thinking about you. If God should help you to have discerning of spirit, to know what the next person sitting beside you is thinking over you, you'll be afraid. You'll be afraid. Do you know that sometimes, you know, if God should help you to know even what your own spouse is thinking about you, you'll be afraid. You know, Bible says the heart is deceitful. It's above all things and desperately wicked. You know, we have wicked people around us. The wicked people that are killing. You know, this year God will deliver you from them. You will not run into their hands in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, they don't care for life. Can you see now? They will tell you that, look, go and look for money, go and look for millions. They are being kidnapped. You know, all the things like that. You know, all the evil perpetrators in this land, you know, the anger of God shall be upon them in the name of Jesus Christ. So what am I saying this morning is that not everyone has good expectation for you. You know, but God's plan is to destroy every evil expectation. You know, now, it is the plan of God that every evil expectation to be what? To be destroyed in your life. And that is where I'm going this morning. Because God will frustrate all the powers of your enemy. All those who are thinking bad about you, God is going to frustrate them in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, let's read the book of Job. Job chapter 5, verse 12. Job chapter number 5, verse 12.
He disappointed the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise.
Thanks now. Bible says God disappointed the devices of the crafty. You know, what they are devising against you. You know, what they are planning against your life, against your family, against your work, against your business. Bible says it will not stand. So that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. So what they plan against you, God will weaken their hands. This year, God will weaken your hands. All the hands of the wicked over your life, the hands that steal, that kills, that destroy, God will weaken their hands in the name of Jesus. So this year, it is the will of God to destroy the evil expectation over your life. Even the book of Isaiah, I say the same thing. In Isaiah, you know, chapter 54, verses 15 to 17. Isaiah 54, 15 to 17. Yes.
Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says the Lord.
Can you see? This is your heritage. Bible says that, you know, no weapon. Hallelujah. Hey, in verse 15, he said, behold, they will surely gather together. So it means they will gather. People will gather against your life. You know, the moment you are making it, the moment you are at the top, you become a topic. So they will gather against you. Bible says, it is not by me, oh. Say, and whosoever shall gather together against thee shall what? They will fall for your sake. I see this year people falling. All your enemies falling. The enemy of this nation falling. The enemy of the church, I see them falling this year in the name of Jesus Christ. Bible now says, no weapon. No weapon. Say, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. It shows that they will come with their weapon. You know, satanic weapon. You know, satanic agitation. You know, they will come. Bible says, you know, all their weapon that they are using, it will not prosper. It will fail. All their weapon will fail. Every weapon, weapon of destruction, weapon of death, weapon of sickness, weapon of backwardness, weapon of stagnation, any weapon whatsoever that the devil has planned to use over your life will not prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. Bible, this is your heritage. This is the plan of God for you, you know. And I can see this happening in your life. I can see God defending you. I can see God destroying every evil expectation in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Are you experiencing any kind of impossibility? Are there yokes or affliction in your life and you seem not to see the way out? Come and meet the God of all possibility tomorrow in our anointing stroke yoke destruction service at Christian Dominion Network Ministries off Abeokuta Ibadan Road, Rock City Avenue, Asheru, Abeokuta by 8:30 a.m. Come with a bottle of anointing oil and all things shall be possible for you. For further inquiries, call 080-33-855-927. Is 080-33-855-927. Only Jesus can make the impossible possible for you. Jesus is Lord.
Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Welcome to this broadcast this morning. I thank God because God is touching our life and giving us words, you know, that will help us to move, to have strong belief that this year will be a remarkable year in our life. And so it shall be in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, let's continue. Evil expectation shall fail. Evil expectation shall what? Shall fail. Acts of the Apostles chapter 28. I want us to read verse number 6. Acts of the Apostles 28, verse number 6.
Howbeit, they look when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly, but after they have looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god.
That was talking about Paul. When they are at the shore of Malta, you know, when they are having problem with the wind, when they are sailing to Italy, they are going to Italy, you know, and the weather was so dangerous, you know. But Bible now says, at last, they got to an island called Melita. And when they come to Melita, Bible says that Paul gathered sticks. He laid on the fire to prepare some, you know, because it had been cold. They have been on the water for many days. You know, it has been a serious, you know, journey. You know, the devil want to destroy their life. Ah, but do you know one thing? As Paul was gathering the fire, a viper came out of the itch and fastened his fang on what? On the hands of Paul. Imagine that. Somebody who escaped the torrential of the sea, you know, who escaped the tumult of the sea. Now, after escaping, they're trying to gather, you know, the sticks to create some warm, a viper came. Not ordinary stick, viper. So, when the viper came, what happened? What did people say? In verse 4, yes.
And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he has escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live.
Can you see, you know, what the thought of people, before people can have evil expectation for you, they will have evil thought. You know, they say that truly this Paul is a murderer. Was he a murderer? No, he wasn't a murderer, you know, but look at what is happening. Sometimes people mistaking your identity. People call you the name that is not your own. Sometimes people say the thing you didn't do, they attribute it to you. But let me tell you, you don't need to fight for yourself because there is a mighty God to fight for you. You know, you don't need to defend yourself because there's the Almighty God that will defend you. So what now happened when the snake, the beast, you know, were fasting his teeth upon Paul? What now happened? Verse 5.
And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm.
Wow. Wow. He shook it inside fire. He couldn't feel the arm. Oh my God. Look at Luke chapter 10. Oh, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. You know, a snake bites somebody and he just shook it into the fire. Oh my God. Luke chapter 10, Help to read verse 19. Yes.
Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Wow. That was Jesus speaking to you. He said, behold, I give you power to tread over serpent, scorpion, and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Can you see now? So God has given you grace. God has placed you higher, that no matter what the devil is doing over your life, you will surely prevail. I see you prevailing, you know. So you have the power over every power of the enemy. Okay, look at Mark also. Mark 16, verse 18. Mark 16, 18. Yes.
They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
The Bible says, you know, they shall take up serpents. Can you see that? And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not what? It shall not hurt them. Now, can you start to see, you know, that you are free defended this year? There is a grace covering you. There is a power at work in your life. And this power, you know, is to help you. Once you are born again, and you are walking, you know, in righteousness with God, this power will clothe you. That is why you need God this year. That is why you need to walk with God. You know, when you walk with God, God will cover you. The devil, all their powers will not stand concerning you in the name of Jesus Christ. It will not stand concerning you in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, see, you know, Psalm 91 also. Psalm 91, verse number 13. Psalm 91, verse 13. Yes.
Thou shalt tread upon the lion, and adder, the young lion and dragon shalt thou trample under feet.
Wow, can you see now? He said, look, oh, you will tread upon lion. The first one was what? It was scorpion and adder. Can you see? He said, no, he's not saying that. Now you will tread upon lion and adder. The young lion and dragon shall thou trample under your feet. You know, you will reign over them. You have dominion. This year, what God is saying is that he has given you dominion. Dominion over every power. Dominion over witchcraft. Dominion over water spirit. Dominion over the power in the air. You have the dominion. This year is saying you will reign. I say you will reign. I say you will reign in the name of Jesus Christ. So can you now see now that the power that God gave to Paul is the same power he gave to us. What am I saying this morning? The viper snake came out of the bundle of the wood. And by Paul, the expectation of the people for Paul to die failed. They thought that he would just die. You know, but he did not. So what now happened? In verse 6, that Acts Apostles, chapter 28, in verses, yes.
Howbeit they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down there suddenly. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god.
People who are waiting that he will die this year, they will wait, it will not happen in Jesus' name. People that are thinking that, you know, a particular problem will happen in your life, they will wait for eternity. Why? Because God will put them to shame. Every evil that they are expecting to happen in your family this year, I decree it will not happen. Everything the enemy put in place, I've told people that this will happen in your life this year, I cancel it for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone that said you will lose your children, now in the name of Jesus, I cancel that expectation in the name of Jesus Christ. But your good expectation will surely come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. What am I saying this morning was that God gave Paul, you know, victory. The expectation of the people, those people that are expecting him, you know, to fall down, to die. But you know, that expectation failed. The expectation of the devil over your life will surely fail in the name of Jesus Christ. Also, let me give you one or two before our time runs on at this morning. Let's see the book of Daniel. Let's see how God, you know, cancel the expectation of the people. Also, praise the name of the Lord. Daniel, let's see chapter 3, you know, from verse 19 to 25. Daniel, chapter 3. From verse 19, yes.
Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats and their hosen and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spake, and said unto his counselors, Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, True, O king. He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God.
Hallelujah. Oh, I love this story so much. You know, can you see, you know, when Nebuchadnezzar, you know, made a image of gold and, you know, and said everybody should bow. Everybody should bow to his golden image. And Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they refused. They said, we cannot bow. Can you see now? I love this man. In fact, by the grace of God, when we get to heaven, I would love to see Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. I want to celebrate their boldness. You know, their oneness with God. Can you imagine? They refused. And what now happened? My Bible now says that when it was told that Nebuchadnezzar, that Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego did not, but they don't bow down. You know what they did? He said, go and eat the furnace, you know, seven times to the month. I want to roast them. I want to destroy them. Eh? I want them to know that I'm the king. I want them to know that there is not nobody like me. Oh, but God proved himself. There is, look, man can never be God. Nebuchadnezzar can never be God. And you know what happened at last? You know, they now cast Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego to the fire. The men that pushed them inside the fire, they died. From the heat of what? Heat of the fire. Look, somebody else will take your death. The death that they plan against you, somebody else will take it this year. Can you discover that the death of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, you know, it was the soldiers that pushed them inside the fire that took their place. Because that day, that demon needs blood. That demon needs blood. Every demon that is seeking for blood, your own blood is corrosive. Your own blood is the blood of Jesus Christ. You know, you will be spared. When their demons are on the road and they want to drink the blood of people, oh, when they see you on the road, they will salute you. Because I will say, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. But you know where we are going now? Because now, you now look at the fire, in the fire. He discovered that this Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they are doing praise and worship in the fire. Even though they are bound there, but he saw them walking. See what he said in verse 25. Let me read it. 25 years.
He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God.
Can you see that the expectation of the Nebuchadnezzar failed? Number one, he saw them loose. Don't forget that they bind them. They bind their hands, they bind their legs, they bind everything, you know, they use their cloth to bind them, you know, but he saw them loose. Oh my God. As many of you are bound this morning, bound in any way, bound with sickness, I set you loose in the name of Jesus. Every bondage over your life, every family bondage, ancestral bondage, everything that is working contrary to the will of God over your life, I destroy in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says they were loose and they are walking in the midst of the fire. Wow. You know, they have tied their legs, but the power of God on loose, you know, they tie. Oh my God. Anyone that wants to tie your life, tie your pregnancy, tie your the grace of your life. I come against that this morning in the name of Jesus. I was there, and there was no hurt. Oh, inside fire. Can you, I mean, think very well. This is a big fire. Not even a single hair of their body was consumed. Hallelujah. This is God. This is God. This is God. This is God. That is why you must stand for God. When you stand for God, God will stand with you. Oh, when you stand for God, God will stand with you. This year, I want you to stand for God. I want you to know to stand with the glory of God. Then you will see the glory of God upon your life. You will see, you will have a new testimony. This year you are having a new testimony as you are standing in faith, as you are standing with God, as you are standing in boldness, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know what he says? And the four of them, it looked like what? Like the Son of God. I said, how did he know Jesus? You know, because that time, God allow Jesus to make an unscheduled visit to the world. To do what? To rescue. So God did not send angels. Can you see now? God could have sent some angels. No, but he sent his only begotten son. That now, go now. I have three of my people. They want to roast them. Now go and help them. I see God helping you. Because of you, God will send down powers to shield you, to defend you, to help you this year in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't forget that the same happened to Daniel, you know, in Daniel chapter 6, when they put him in the den of lion. Oh, my God. The expectation was that the lion will destroy Daniel. But you know what happened? They put him there, and the king could not sleep because he was Daniel's friend. And at the end of the early in the morning, the king went to the den's mouth, you know, and cried. You know what he said? Let's read this quickly. You know, Daniel chapter 6, verse 20. Yes.
And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions?
21.
Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth.
Amen. You know, God will shut every lion's mouth in your life this year. I bring you this word this morning. It shall be well with you. Expect to see you in the church tomorrow for the anointing service. It shall be well with you. Praise God.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for Our Faith Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for Our Books and various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladisomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.